Kayleigh McEnany from the RNC joins us now to tell us a little bit about what we think we can expect as we're going into this summit. A lot of people have interest in what President Trump is going to do there in Singapore, and certainly the American people do as well. Kayleigh, thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, Annie, thanks so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So, it seems like things are still looking up. People are a little thrown off by Rudy Giuliani's comments yesterday. How do we feel, at 12:47 on a Thursday about this summit coming up?
Well, we're feeling cautiously optimistic. I think that really getting this done in North Korea, when I say getting this done, I mean a complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula, comes down to two things. Number one, President Trump has leveled the harshest sanctions ever against the North Koreans. His tough talk is what has brought them to the table. But number two, it really depends, in my estimation, about Kim Jong-un's willingness or desire to be a part of the free world and of modern-day economies. I think that he has a strong interest, and some in the administration have expressed this, of joining the world community, of being able to trade, having diplomatic relations with democracies around the world. I think that is something of appeal and of interest to him, and hopefully that desire ends up, overcoming his desire to be a nuclear power. And in the end, it will be President Trump, the great negotiator, who will make this happen if it does indeed happen.
I think that the denuclearization conversation, the impact that will have on the global community is immeasurable, truly. But in the local community there in North Korea, something that doesn't get talked about a whole lot is the unimaginable human rights violations that are taking place there in North Korea. Is there any word how President Trump will react, if at all, to the way that the administration there in North Korea currently treats their own people in prison camps and through labor and things like that?
Yeah, that's something that this administration has condemned. We all as a nation condemn, and the free world condemns. It's atrocious the way the North Korean dictator has treated his people. Many have starved, as you've noted. We've seen our own detainees or prisoners be mistreated. Of course, Otto Warmbier, detained unfairly, unjustly, and lost his life at the hand of this regime. So President Trump's going into this with that knowledge in mind, with his eyes wide open, and realizing that, hopefully this is a broad deal, a deal that is denuclearization, but also a deal that will bring about a better North Korea for the people of North Korea. He mentioned with the Iran deal, one of the reasons he ripped up that deal is it didn't address more than just the nuclear aspect. It didn't address the people of Iran who are suppressed. It didn't address their ballistic missile program. So, with that framework in mind, I can imagine that President Trump's going to go in pushing not just for denuclearization, but for freedom for the people of North Korea. And ultimately, he said, we'll protect you, Kim Jong-un, if you denuclearize. And also, them joining the world stage, I think, will make it a better place for the people of North Korea and hopefully resolve some of those egregious human rights issues.
The president has commented multiple times that this is the first meeting. It's not the only meeting that is going to solve all of these problems. I'd imagine that's a little bit of a managing of expectations for the outcome here. However, I'm wondering, how quickly do we think we're going to see some positive results out of this meeting, or how quickly will we have information out of the results of this meeting?
Well, President Trump said today, we will know quickly how North Korea is, how seriously North Korea is taking this. And I think what he meant by that is they've said they want to denuclearize. We're encouraged by the signs that they've taken up to this point, releasing those three hostages, destroying a nuclear facility, not demanding sanctions relief as we approach this meeting. Those are all encouraging actions. So it's not just words, but those actions are encouraging. But President Trump, he's going to sit down across from Kim Jong-un, get right down to business, be very tough. We've seen the firmness with which President Trump negotiates. And I think he'll be able to estimate pretty quickly if there's seriousness here. Now, the details, of course, will take many meetings to work out. But an indication of the seriousness of the regime, I think that that's something that we'll know fairly quickly.
All right. Kayleigh McEnany with the RNC, thanks so much for some time here. And we appreciate it. And we are looking forward to see what the next few days have in store.
Thank you, Annie. Have a great day.
You too. The implication, when we